Hello, everybody, and welcome to this new episode of Spanish Loops. This is Jorge Roman talking from one side of the wires, and I assume that Francisco is at the other side of the waves. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, Francisco. How are you doing? What?
Love. Everywhere you look around.
Well, then you better talk instead of singing.
Oh, okay, I get it. Hi, Jorge. Hi, everybody. How is everybody doing today? Yes, yes, yes. We are in love.
And why are you in love, today? Francisco? Why are you in love?
Well, we are talking about some Valentine.
Oh, now I get it. Now I get it.
It's February. It's the month of the love. So let's talk about Saint Valentine.
Okay. Yes, Saint Valentine's is very much related with the love life, and especially February the 14th. We all know that. Who doesn't know that? Although there are some parts of the world that, depending on your religion, it could be some of the days or traditions as well. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Saint Valentine's and who was that character that has become what it is today. He was supposed, there is a lot of legends, okay? Let's put that clear. There is a lot of legends because we're talking about some bishop, supposed to be a bishop of Terni in what today is Italy. And it was in the 3rd century. So guys, everything here, I mean, we do some research to do our podcast, but as we said, it's just not fairies because there are some records around. But it happens that in this specific podcast, there is not just one Valentine. There are several Valentines. So it depends where you are. They will tell you, no, Valentine is from here. Or no, it's from here or there. Anyway, but the most, let's say, solid theory is that he was a very famous priest in Rome, and or a former bishop of the city of Terni, as I mentioned, in Italy. So the legend begins that while under house arrest of the under the judge Austerius and discussing his faith with him, Valentinus, which is the Latin version of his name, was discussing the validity of Jesus. The judge put Valentinus to the test and brought him the judge's adopted blind daughter. If Valentinus succeeded in restoring the girl's sight, Austerius would do whatever he asked. Valentinus, praying to God, laid his hand on her eyes, and the child's vision was restored. Immediately humbled, the judge asked Valentinus what he should do. Valentinus replied that all the idols around the judge's house should be broken, and that the judge should fast for 3 days and then undergo the Christian sacrament of baptism. The judge obeyed him and, as a result of his fasting and prayer, freed all the Christian inmates under his authority. The judge, his family, and his 44 members' household of adult family members and servants, they were baptized.
And that's it. That's all we know about Saint Valentine.
There is more. And here comes the key. You know, Valentinus was later arrested again for continuing to evangelize. He was sent to the prefect of Rome, to the emperor Claudius Gothicus, and Claudius II, by the way. And he took a liking to him until Valentinus tried to convince Claudius to embrace Christianity. Claudius refused and condemned Valentinus to death, commanding that Valentinus either renounce his faith or he would be beaten with clubs and beheaded. Valentinus refused and was executed outside the Flaminian Gate on February the 14th in the year 269. And here is the key of the legend. Saint Valentine is said to have ministered to the faithful amidst the persecution of Christians in the Roman Empire. An embellishment to this account states that before his execution, Saint Valentine wrote a note to Austerius' daughter signed "From Your Valentine," which is said to have inspired today's romantic missives. So that is the key of the saint of love.
Okay. Oh, so cute. Anyway, so I guess Valentine was buried, but here is when the things got tricky.
And yeah, very tricky.
It's kind of funny because we find Valentine's being buried everywhere. One, the most important one or the most famous one is in Terni, his hometown. As he was saying, Terni, it's spelled T-E-R-N-I. That's where we have the bones of the relics of St. Valentine. But hold on your pants, because we are going to find the heart of Valentine's in Dublin. Which is like, excuse me, well, that's where it is. What about his skeleton? His skeleton, if you go to Glasgow, they will tell you, we do have the skeleton of Valentine's. If you go to Rome, they will tell you they have the skull of some Valentine's. If you go to Prague, they have the shoulder of Valentine. But, hey, we're Spanish, and this is called Spanish Loops. And the reason really? Why we're making this podcast today is because probably our listeners don't know that the most important relic of Valentine's, we have yet again the whole skeleton, the shoulder, and the skull, again, here in the city of Madrid, in the Church of San Anton.
Right.
So we do have 100,000 skeletons, 100,000 skulls, and 100,000 everything. Well, the important one is the one in Madrid, because we see so. If there's somebody listening right now in Italy or in Glasgow or in Dublin, it's like, oh, hell no, ours is the important one. Well, do a podcast. Okay, so this is really nuts, having all of these bodies of Valentine's everywhere. But the one in Spain, Jorge, how on earth do we, how can I explain this? How do we say that this is Valentine's, and how did the relics of Valentine's arrive into Spain?
that's really funny, because they say that there are records about it. They are kept in secret, but they say that since at the time there was no place to preserve them, Pope Gelasius presented these relics to the King Charles IV of Spain, you know, in the early 1800s, who in turn handed them to the Priorist, a Catholic religious order in Madrid, which continue to this day with the aim of helping the poor and desolated people at San Anton Church. So San Anton Church is in the heart of the city. It's in a neighborhood called Chueca. And it was placed in there in the Fuencarral Street. It has been laid there since, I said, the late 1700s, early 1800s. They have been displayed publicly since 1984. In a foundation open to the public at all times, where donations are used to help people in need. Indeed, the church, which for many years has been under the wing of Father Angel, or Angel, very famous here in Spain, has a very open house vision of how the church should be run. So there are the relics in that type of urn that you can actually see them. I mean, you don't need a special permit or whatever. This kind of casket contains the relics of St. Valentine's, are laid out in an 18th century ornamental casket where colorful ribbons decorate his presence. And a little curiosity about that is that obviously on February the 14th every year, a special mass is celebrated, and lovers, new and old, sign their names on a narrow strip of fabric, while others renew their eternal affection and love for each other. Continuing with the kind of love and affection that the church wants to transmit, not only because of the remains of Saint Valentine, is that, for instance, a complimentary breakfast is also served every day to those less fortunate. And obviously, Since the 18th century, in this Baroque style church, it has become a magnet for the homeless and hungry. So when you go to trendy happening in Chueca, share a thought for those less fortunate and pop in to see the King of Love himself, which is there displayed. And another last curiosity, this church is open 24/7.
Well, I think that's the greatest love of all. I mean, really, yes, romantic love is very nice, but this idea of giving food to the people in need, I think that's a sign of love, much more important than just the romantic love. That, yes, of course, is very important, but hey, if we can give to the people in need, I think that's a real sign of love.
Well, Francisco, let us know a little bit your input or the general input of Spain regarding St. Valentine's. How did it happen? How the tradition came in here?
Well, really, in Spain, we have never celebrated Valentine's Day, especially because we say St. Valentine, but it's not a saint anymore. So we should just call him Valentine. So it's not recognized by the church as one of the big saints, okay? So, because as we don't know where he comes from, if it's true, if it's not, so it's not one of the big Christian celebrations. In Spain, especially under the Franco dictatorship, if you were not one of the top saints, you were not celebrated. So really, we have never had this tradition of celebrating Valentine's. Once democracy came, and especially television came, is when we are starting to celebrate Valentine's Day. From 1990s on is when we do celebrate Valentine's. Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, yes, we didn't celebrate big until 1980s and 1990s, but the tradition started in Spain in the 1950s. Here in Spain, 1950s, we had a shopping department store, pretty much like Macy's, and its name was Galerías Preciados.
Oh, Galerías Preciados, oh my God.
You remember it? They don't exist anymore, okay?
No, they don't.
Like Macy's or Bloomingdale's.
But they were everywhere. I mean, almost all over the country, weren't they?
Yes, they were almost everywhere around Spain. They had a big, huge department store in all the main cities in Spain. And the owner, he went to America, to the United States, and it's where he saw this commercial opportunity. And he brought it to Spain. And he started on his stores, you know, as Christmas, it's after Christmas, you have Valentine's Day and Valentine's Day and Valentine's Day. But the beginning really didn't catch up. We have to wait until the economy of Spain starts booming in the 80s, when we start having much more celebrations of Valentine's. To me personally, it's one of those celebrations that you have to give something to your spouse. But to me, really, it's not like I wait for Valentine's Day. No, to me, really, it's just a day. And yes, you do, of course, it's a commercial thing. I always say that all of these things are Hallmark trademarks. And if Hallmark says that we have to celebrate Valentine's Day and give away flowers with a card, that's what we do. So yeah, in Valentine's Day here in Spain now, most of the couples, we give a little flower or a book, or you go just for dinner outside.
Okay, guys, if we soon hear in the news that a local guy in Pamplona has been killed by his wife, we know who that person is. We hope that your wife is not going to listen to this.
Hopefully
chapter.
She will never listen to this podcast. Well, come on. It's like you have to give your wife dozen roses on Valentine's Day. Obviously, as this is a huge commercial thing, thousands, millions of roses come to Spain, and they're overpriced. So it's like, and personally, I don't know about you, the red roses is not my favorite flower. I don't like them.
Remember that sometimes a kiss is worth 1,000 roses.
Oh. Yeah. But if there was that same kiss comes with a dozen roses, the box of chocolate.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, Francisco, there is anything else that we need to say about St. Valentine's? Well, Valentine's is not a saint anymore.
Valentine's Day. No, I think as you can see, it's a little bit historical thing. We do have him buried in Spain, or maybe not. We don't know.
We don't know.
DNA test to those relics. But the celebration of Valentine's Day here in Spain is something that we do, but not a big thing. It's not a huge thing like in America that it's like all the store windows with hearts and red and rose. No, here, I mean, not even restaurants get fully booked for Valentine's dinner.
It all depends a little bit, Francisco. Allow me to say this. It all depends where you are. because in big cities and where the commercial areas are, they took advantage of that, and obviously they do decorate their window shops in that way, you know, with that theme. But you're right, it depends where you are. Probably not in the north or the south of Spain. It's just, I think it's a congregation of people. I mean, the more people that you have around, the more chances that you have to make a little bit more of trading. And regarding this, which is an opportunity to do a little bit of more cash flow regarding giving presents. And there is nothing between Christmas and Easter. So there is a perfect excuse to celebrate something, isn't it?
Yeah, and to sell. So it's perfect. I mean, I think it's good. I mean, as you know, in Spain, we love to celebrate. And yes,
no,
I mean,
we don't. We don't, guys. We don't.
To me, more than the roses, I think one of the things that I like about Valentine's Day are the chocolates. I love chocolate. In Spain, we do have a huge tradition of chocolate making. And for Valentine's, always sort of these, you know, more delicatessen type of chocolatiers, they do something special. And I think that's a nice thing. Something, it's a moment to try some special, fancy chocolate treats. So yeah. Let's say that, well, that part maybe, yes, I do celebrate or I buy chocolates for Ainhoa. Let's say, yeah. I think that the roses is something you have to, but the chocolate, I always try to look for something a little bit more, you know, chocolate with pepper and cayenne and, I don't know, something funny to give it a try.
Oh, how fancy.
Ah, you fool.
Okay, Francisco, well... it's been great again, this podcast, just talking to you again for another week. And Francisco, I think that's everything for today. If guys out there, if you want to know what Francisco's adventures are going to be or they are, what he's doing, etc., just go to his website, which is travelingsteps.es. You'll find everything you need to find about Francisco and also links to his social media channels, etc., etc., etc.
And if you want to learn about Jorge's traveling adventures for this year and next year, go to his website, travelingwithjorge.wordpress.com. And by the way, in the Madrid tour, you're going to kind of have some free time that you can go ahead and visit the Church of San Anton, where the real relics of St. Valentine's are.
True, they are. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Francisco, for mentioning that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I shall see you next week.
Adios, chicos.
Adios, amigos. We want to thank all our listeners for being there every week, letting us share in our talks. Follow us on Spanish Loops on Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and your favorite platform.
And in Instagram, you can find us as The Spanish Loops Podcast, no spaces, all together. If you want to find us the quickest way, just Google Spanish Loops Podcast. You will find us. Hasta la vista, amigos.
See you next week.